Dorset Theater Festival has once again welcomed Jane Atkinson, best known for her Tony Award nominated roles in The Rainmaker and Enchanted April, this time to lead the world premiere of True Art by Jessica Probins, directed by Michelle Joyner, playing through September 7th at the Dorset Playhouse in Dorset, Vermont. Atkinson plays the role of Jodie Dean, an iconic curator for European art in a world-famous museum. In the play, an art history major takes a job at a prominent museum and soon discovers that her infamously no-nonsense boss isn't the only potential shark in the pond of curators, board directors, and dealers. Now she must navigate a quick-witted game of deception while deciphering who to trust and questioning everything she knows about art, truth, and her own ambition. It is a great pleasure to welcome actress Jane Atkinson and playwright Jessica Probins to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. What a delight to have you both here.
Hi, Joe. Wonderful to be here with you once again.
Thank you for having us. And you make that show sound so great.
You make it sound so great. It's fascinating what you have put together here. So let me begin with you. What led you to the thought process of addressing these topics?
Sure. A few things. I set about writing what I would call a well-made play. This is what I wanted, Joe. I wanted at the end of Act One, the audience to gasp and then say, I really want to see what happens at Act Two. And then I set myself a sort of more internal challenge of it. At the end of every scene, I really wanted to have that sort of page turner kind of quality of, you know, really wanting to see where the play was going. So that was just the structure of the play that I was going for. And then this play itself, you know, I had read a couple of books about the art world that really intrigued me. And I'd say the one that influenced me the most was partly about the art world. It was Malcolm Gladwell's Blink. And mm-hmm. It was about how people with great expertise, as well as like lay people, could look at the same thing and have a totally different reaction to, say, a work of art. And I found that in itself really, really fascinating. And then I was introduced to a story about a Vermeer that was discovered in the 1930s. And then suddenly I was sort of off to the races. I ended up thinking about both of these storylines and combined them in a way that felt really exciting for me. And also the play, you know, I really wanted to write a play about two women at different stages of their career. Mm-hmm. One sort of starting out and one hanging on for dear life to the summit that she has ascended. And that's really where the play came from.
So enter Jodie Dean / Jane Atkinson. And what was the lure for you, Jane?
I too love the idea of kind of a slight gaspy whodunit kind of feeling. And I just felt that done right, this was a very fun and exciting play to enter into. The characters are all wonderfully drawn out. And I also liked the idea of playing this woman who had really left everything behind except what she wanted in her life with her career, and was up against the male-dominated world and sacrificed, honestly, everything to have her career and the things that she wanted. And part of what she had to do was to go along with the story. And that we've seen in our culture. So it's very different. She's very tough. They call her Dragon. What do they call her?
Dragon Fury.
And I loved being in her shoes to see what that felt like, certainly after I did Still. And when I did the show about Ann Richards, this was a tough woman and you don't mess with her. And I love that challenge.
And actually, I'll just add that Jane is like so effusively warm and generous and nice as like a human being. And so to put her in this role where she's like devilish and nasty and says things that make you cringe once in a while is just such a fascinating play there. So it's been really fun to watch her take that on.
And as far as the relationship with the other character of what it has been like for you to explore that.
I just think that Fiona Roberson, who plays Lauren, we really focused on the separation of the two. And I do believe that as the play goes on, we see the sort of cry from the younger generation for something very important, and the older generation realizing that maybe it is important. And I just love that trajectory. I love the idea that this young woman becomes almost like a surrogate daughter, somebody that I am going to leave my legacy to because I don't have one. And I know a lot of women that have done this. They have maybe gotten married, or they haven't, and they don't have children. And so I just really love, I love entering into that dynamic of where I think we are as a culture, which is what is true and what is not.
And that's something that is so fascinating, I mean, just in general to explore, but especially with these parameters of, because we're always questioning that, right? Especially in this political culture, questioning that. And it's hard.
Well, that has come up, you know. So my first draft of the play was a few years ago, and some things have happened in the past, you know, the past like 4 or 5 years.
I've heard.
Right. We've had some politics, actually. But, you know, there's a lot, there are lines in the play that were not there before because they had no relevance before. But we have a whole section now about like facts matter, you know, the truth matters. And that has become a really big theme that had a resonance that it didn't necessarily have when I first drafted it. And also we've had the Me Too movement. And so, you know, there are a whole bunch of things that now that the play is having its world premiere that I've gotten to play with that were not on my mind when I first wrote it.
Isn't that fascinating? Isn't that wonderful?
You know, there's a whole bunch of things that have found their way into the play, you know, just during this process.
And what year did you start writing it?
I started it pre-pandemic, so like 2017 or so.
We haven't even really, at that point we were having, but I mean the community was having, but it wasn't really a discussion as to how difficult it was for a woman, a young woman like yourself, to get a play mounted and up and running. I mean, and the impossibility of that.
That is a thing. And so when I wrote the play, I had what I felt was quite a lot of success with it. It had about a month-long workshop in New York. And so I heard it and I experienced it. And then I had a workshop out in Utah and a couple of readings. And then it wasn't until the director, Michelle Joyner, contacted me and said she wanted to work together and had a relationship with Jane and said, do you have a play for Jane? And I said, well, this is sort of interesting. I said, well, I have a play that could be good for Jane. But when I wrote it, the main character was a little younger than Jane is. And I thought, you know what's interesting? What if I aged her?
Problem with that. Absolutely. I feel like I'm in the height of my career.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is what I had written initially was a woman, let's say in her mid-40s, who was at a peak in her career. And then I thought, you know what? If she is further along in her career, that might make this whole dynamic even, you know, just much more interesting. And I think it really has. I think having a woman who's right out of college and a woman who is in her 60s is just a much more fascinating dichotomy. And in terms of having a family or children or a marriage, it just raises the stakes a lot more.
I think it's interesting too. I want to do a little shout out for our other two actors who are in the show. Bob Ari plays Buddy and he's wonderful.
I love him.
And Charlie Reed plays JJ, who is the son of the chairman of the board of the museum. And they're just, I mean, they cast this so beautifully. And I feel so honored to be with this company. And Michelle is doing a great job. And this is a fast moving train because unlike Still, where from last year, you know, there've been a lot of rewrites and cuts and, you know, we're trying to streamline the play. And so it's a very different experience for me. And it's slightly terrifying, but it's also going to be very rewarding in the end when this thing and the sets and the light.
It's a big show.
It's a big show.
Yeah.
And I don't think, you know, they said, you know, this is a really big show for us at Dorset. And I didn't quite appreciate it, but there's been a ton of rewrites happening. And the set is fabulous.
Oh my God.
So I wanted to just tell you a funny thing. The set designers are the Swader brothers. They're identical twins. I know that I can tell them apart, but it's hard because they speak with one brain.
Yeah.
And they designed the most beautiful set that takes place in a museum like the Met. And it was in a gallery. And I was like, oh, this is beautiful. I love this set. And then they said, they got some feedback, like that set's going to cost a lot of money. And I thought, okay, maybe they'll cut a little act, like a little element of the set. They came back 2 days later with this whole new vision, which was to set the play not in the gallery, but in the bowels of the museum where you store the art, which is so much more appropriate for this play. When you see it, you would know. And that was just a visual that was so exciting for me because I'd never seen the bowels of a museum before. And they're putting the set in right now, and it's just so exciting. And I also want to say, you know, Jane mentioned the other actors, but this process has been amazing. And Jane is a gift. She is an actor like no other, because she reads the play so holistically and has insight first to her character. You know, I'm writing the play as a whole thing. Like, this is the whole story I want to tell. But Jane first sees it from her point of view of like, would my character go this way or that way? Or what about this way? And then really looks at the whole thing in a way that has been like very enriching. That's all I can say. You've given me lots of pages and lots of ideas.
Actually, it's all my fault. No,
essentially. And so, yeah. But also there's been a couple, you have a couple of zingers in there that you threw in. Well, that's, they build this as a comedy, which I find terrifying because
so do I.
It's a play that happens to be funny, but it's not a play that sets out to be funny. However, I would say every actor has been like, Jessica, what if I say, and if it makes me laugh, I'm like, okay, we got to do that.
She's been amazing too, because she's been very, very collaborative. And that's exciting for me at this point in my life, because I've done a lot of plays and I feel like I do have some acumen where this is concerned. And because she was willing to sort of grow the play in this direction that she spoke of earlier, it's been fascinating to participate in that.
You know, I thought the play was done. Like, I thought when I sent it to you and Michelle initially, I thought we were good, and it's grown so much. So I'm thrilled about that.
You're going to love it, Joe.
I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see it. Well, the two questions in regards to that. One is that, as you know, Jane, I've seen you in many, many things. Yes. over the years. And maybe I'm making this up, but the last two shows I've seen you at Dorset, you just seem like you're at home.
Yeah, I am. That's my home. Theater's my home. I've never been able to do in television or film what I get to do on stage. And it is my home. And this sort of brings tears to my eyes, because I want to bring this character home. And she's big and she is different than me. I played biatches before, but what's so wonderful is to play somebody who is so tough and hard but has an arc and does change. So it is my home, and my joy is to get the audience in the palm of my hand and take them on a ride and have them feel safe and comfortable knowing that they're in good hands. And I have great partners now who are doing the same.
And you had a lot to say about Dorset too.
Oh,
so I've never been up here or worked here before, but Jane had such a wonderful experience.
I love Dorset Theater.
What I mean. You know, you just seem with both Anne. And still, I mean, those have been shows that you just seem very like, this is my house and this is fun.
That it really is. And they're very, you know, when I brought this play to them, they, Will really liked it very much, but he was very, I said, I want to do it. And he said, okay. You know, and so that's a wonderful relationship to have. And I've just been very embraced by the community, and the Dorset audiences are fantastic. They're smart. They are responsive and they love their theater. And it's wonderful to feel that way in the climate that we're in right now, because there's not a lot of that going on.
No. And it's one of the best seasons I've seen at Dorset. Every show so far has just been amazing. And it's been a while.
And Joe comes to see us.
I love that. Love that you come to see it. And I have to say, just being here in Dorset feels like a giant hug, because the whole town is all about the theater. And you know, you walk down the street and there are the signs and everybody's going to the show. And it's my kind of town.
Yeah, that's fun. So now here's the problem that I'll end with this, which is that I go see the show and then Jane says, oh, you should have waited a few days until I feel a little more comfortable with it. Then last time I saw it, and she goes, oh, you should have seen it last week. I had it more under control.
Wait,
so
so when
my
are you
question is,
coming?
I haven't gotten the tickets yet, Jane. When should
I
I
would say,
come?
give us a little time, like the second week.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's what I would
come
say.
Before September 7th, which is the
Yeah,
closing.
That sounds great.
But I'm sorry that I've done that to you, Joe.
Well,
that is not a good
oh,
thing.
Oh, I don't care. I always, it doesn't make any difference to me. I think you're brilliant no matter when you do it. You beat yourself
yeah,
up
I'm
over
just
that.
Getting so hot and sweaty.
Well, that sounds great. I hope you'll say hello when you come and
he always
I look forward to seeing you both. It just sounds like a glorious production and wonderful that it's taking place at Dorset. You can find out more about the world premiere of True Art by Jessica Provance, directed by Michelle Joyner, playing through September 7th at the Dorset Playhouse in Dorset, Vermont, with Jane Atkinson and Jessica Provance. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a beautiful time putting it all together. Break legs, and I look forward to seeing you very soon.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Take care. DorsetTheaterFestival.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.